Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for visiting the slab. Nurse, please bring in patient number 3.
Yes, doctor.
Oh, look. The anesthesia's wearing off. Nurse, please hit play.
Right away, doctor.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the slab. Woo! So, totally not gonna lie, when I heard the fucking intro, I almost looked over and went, shut the fuck up, Josh! And I went, oh yeah. That's the intro that we recorded and edited in a night. All right, so tonight on the podcast, obviously, it's myself, a damn DJ, and Deb Josh, because you heard him, and then there's Chris, who's yawning.
Yo.
So our subject tonight is going to be Asian horror movies. We were going to do just Japanese, but we wanted to touch on a couple that weren't. And so just include them all, just Asian horror movies.
Asian horror movies.
Yes. One of my, actually on my foreign horror movie list, like Japanese horror is my top.
Tell us why.
Okay, so there's a couple Japanese movies that just go really fucking hard. Like if you watch like Ichi the Killer or The Legend of the Slit Mouth Woman,
uh-huh.
Like they get like truly terrifying, and or like Tokyo Gore Police, where it's just they don't skip on the gore at all. Everything's very visual with them. Like if you watch Tetsuo the Iron Man, it's a very visual movie.
Yeah.
And it's about a man that's absorbing all the metal around him, and he eventually fucks his girlfriend to death with a robocock.
Damn.
Oh yeah, that's like mid movie too. So that's
what
not even
that
like
about
an ending.
Sexual violence.
Oh dude, it gets fucked. Like it's such a good movie. Like, no offense to the Italians or to, you know, whatever. Or realistically, like, Josh is over there shifting his BMW. So, it's a, no offense to any of y'all, but just, like, for some reason, like, Japanese horror really gets me. Like, have you ever seen the movie House? It's just fucking bonkers. Like,
Boinkers.
House. I'm assuming it's not the one from like the 80s.
No, this one's like 1974 or something.
Okay.
It's pretty old. Like there's a painting that just spits blood and makes people like telepathic and shit. Dude, it's a fucking ride.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to watch that.
You know what one Japanese horror movie I want you guys to watch if you haven't seen it already?
What?
And that's called The Audition.
The Audition.
Let's just say you watch a guy get his foot sawn off with a piano wire.
The audacity.
Nice.
Like, and they see, like, you see the entire process. Like, so, bone, like, getting cut through, and, like, it is fucking awesome.
That sounds juicy.
Oh, it's very juicy. But, as in, like, your favorite Asian horror movie, like, what is y'all's favorite?
So,
Gojira.
Well, that does count, actually, because that was considered a horror movie, and it still is. Like, even Shin Godzilla today is still considered a horror movie and for Japan. And hell, Shin Godzilla is my background on my phone, because I love the little derpy-looking arms.
it's really hard to say. Like, if we're doing Asian horror, I guess Train to Busan and Peninsula. Those were two good ones.
What's the name of the lead role in that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't either. I love that movie, though.
The entertainment value alone, like, it's a different continent's take on zombie horror, and I fucking loved it. That's, you know, I've seen The Grudge. And then I've seen Ju-on, like the two completely different. You got the Japanese version, and you've got
the American
version.
Yeah,
and I've seen both. I have never wanted to actually go and seek out more of them. what was it? Meatball machine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a little bit of that. It's not that I hate it or dislike it. I get headaches when I got to read a lot of subtitles.
at those points when it's all foreign language that I don't understand, I'll just turn the subtitles off. Like, I'm not even going to try.
I do that too. I'll shut them off and then I'll watch the movie and it's like, fuck the small talk. I don't even care. That dude's head just got sawed off. Like, so I'm seeing what I'm here for. And whether I understand what's going on fully or not, I'm just like, yeah, fuck that guy.
You know? Man, I need to get better friends with above fifth grade reading levels. I swear to God. Dude, I watch subtitles on American films. All right.
Well, so do I.
And I don't know. It's because Candy, she can't hear the movie without the subtitles.
Neither can I.
Yeah. So we just keep them on. I got really good at reading. Like, I was proud of myself. Give myself a sticker.
But, like, if it's, like... But, no, normally if it's the movie, I'm, like... If it's something I'm thoroughly interested in, I'll turn the subtitles off so I can actually, like, pay attention to the movie. Because...
You spend so much time reading, you forget what's going on.
Yeah.
Miss all the cool shit.
So, what about you, Chris? What's your favorite Asian horror movie? The Land to the East. Wondrous Orient.
I like The Sadness.
The Sadness?
Yeah, that's also like, and like the...
And a Twisted Song.
Zombie type films.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Elaborate.
It's essentially the same thing as Train to Busan, except like they're in a big old building.
Oh. Wait, was that the Korean one where the...
I think so, yeah.
Where the guy used the drone to like look over the zombies? Yeah. Because he was just stuck in his apartment building?
Yeah, because the cover,
okay,
for, the cover
yeah.
for it, there's a guy that's looking back and he looks like Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, yeah. I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, that's actually a really good one. Like it's got the train to Busan fucking zombies in there.
Yeah.
Well, like, and there's a theory that they're connected because it's, you know, Korean and Korean,
mm-hmm.
and the fucking zombies act the same. So they're like, are they same universe or, you know?
That means there's actually zombies in Korea. I'm calling it.
The Korean zombie, dude. There's an MMA fighter called the Korean zombie. Come on.
Yeah, but I'm talking about legitimate zombies.
I mean, he don't look too good
like
anymore.
Like in the movies.
So, favorite Asian horror movie for me? And there is actually a list I had to go through. Because it is, for me, it's kind of hard picking one. Since I do love the genre. Eventually we're going to do a genre I hate. Just just by the way. So, man, that is a tough fucking decision. I still haven't... I'd say it's almost like a tie between The Audition and Shin Godzilla. It's got to be a tie for me. Because just like, because they...
Excuse me.
Juicy. Because they both speak to, you know, a certain horror movie lover as myself. I love the fucking, like, the mind fuck and the gore behind The Audition. But I also love just mindless acetylene torch lizards as well. So, spicy geckos and crazy Japanese chicks. I'm down for both. Like, I want to see some shit happen here. And shit happens. Although...
I'm pretty sure that's called hentai.
Honorable mention, and this is a shout out to Bobby since he couldn't be here tonight. There is a movie of the Grudge kids that facing the girl from The Ring. And there's a fucking, like, badass guy that's in there. And he's an expert on fighting ghosts and shit. And he looks over at this priest while they're at this haunted house and goes, "Priest,
bless this rock. And the fucking priest blesses the rock, and he just hits the ring girl in the face with it. He just runs up and just chucks it at her. I was just like, you can just throw rocks at ghosts in Japan? Shit, this is going to be easy. You're going to catch this stalactite, bitch. Like, I've always wanted a shirt that just says, bless this rock. Like, that's it.
Nice.
People are like, oh, you mean America? No, this literal rock.
God, Aiden at the show tonight.
Yeah, we went to a punk show tonight. It was pretty fucking cool.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah. A speaker got knocked over.
A speaker did get knocked over.
This time it wasn't Josh's fault.
Right.
Yeah. Josh happened to not to get knocked up, knocked into a speaker at the last punk show we went to.
Yeah. Yep, I got chicken legs.
So the next punk show, so the next punk show we go to, we need to make sure that another speaker knocks over.
Right.
So when Josh says he has chicken legs, I don't mean like he's got like a drumstick, you know, booty and then really skinny calves. I mean that he has blades on his toes and he'll fuck you up if you get near him.
I just cut my toenails this morning.
Except for the metal one. The raptor claw. It's tied to your spur and your heel.
He has to get specially made shoes with the hole cut out.
Just fucking Liu Kang kicking people and shredding him up.
So with Asian horror, one that really got on my nerves is like on The Grudge, where you see the ghost girl come out like, but you don't see the process of why that lady's face is all fucked up. Like, I want to know what that thing does, what that little ghost girl does to a person.
To make their face all elongated and fucked up and brown and
I would like to see, like, the ghost girl grab the face and, like, have this weird power to contort humans and just, like,
Well, apparently they were all scared to death. And, like, their face froze like that. Like, they screamed so hard their face contorted and froze like that. Like, apparently that was, like, the lore behind it.
Oh, so they just got scared to death.
Yeah, they got scared to death, but they screamed so hard that their face contorted with all the pressure exerting out.
Well, see, here in the U.S., there's a good portion of our population that just start fucking swinging when you jump out. That's why we don't have them kind of ghosts over here.
Oh, no, Samara getting clapped, motherfucker. She's going to pop up like, ah! Back to this round, bat, bat, bat. The bullets go through her, but like, then you can't touch me, bitch. You can play some Uno or some shit.
We got priests with guns.
Dip them in holy water before you put them in.
Here's some holy lead, bitch. Learn this from learn this from Dust Till Dawn.
Hollow points with I know it's not Asian, but
Hollow points with the cross.
It is a
into the
that,
to,
yeah.
That and the hollow points with the cloves and wax melted into them. On Leprechaun.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of different ways you could take something.
I like
out.
Dust Till Dawn just the simplicity. He had the sawed off shotgun and he just took a
a stick and made
he
it a cross.
Just took a
yeah.
Stick and just.
So. You guys have seen the VHS movies, right?
Oh yes.
Okay,
yes.
So
I'm a
there's,
fan.
There's
I'm a
that
big fan.
One. Where it's all with subtitles. Most of it's all with subtitles. Some of it's in English.
Mm-hmm.
But it's where they're going to film that weird cult. I don't know. If
Yeah. That was like the third or fourth movie. Yeah.
I don't know if it's like Indonesia or Malaysia, one of those. But that one was a really good. That one was a really good one. You know, all of them start offing themselves and shit.
Yeah.
And finally at the end, when that guy gets away, like, that creature is technically of that guy and that woman.
Yeah.
That were part of the camera crew and the investigative crew. And then when it puts its head over the side, I'm just like, okay, I have some more faith in Asian style horror.
Yeah. Well, like, you got to understand, like, a lot of Asian style, like, specifically Japanese horror movies, Like, there's a huge, like, cultural stigmatism on them. So, like, they're looked at, like, as a lesser median on the media scale.
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, they go hard in the paint, though.
Yeah, they go hard, though. But not to say that there isn't bad Asian horror movies. Because there are. There's fucking plenty of them.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want to get extremely technical, India has a lot of stupid fucking horror movies. Because they are Asian.
Yeah.
So, but the one that I dislike the most, and we were just talking about it, is that stupid Indonesian film where there's a kid werewolf.
Oh, okay.
And it was just boring, and then finally when the werewolf shows up, it's all CGI, there's no fucking practical effects, and it's bad CGI. Not like... Let's put it this way. If you watch an American Werewolf in Paris,
mm-hmm.
you know that's bad CGI. But yeah. you know that was also a limited time. Like, in that era it was made.
Yeah.
So, that was the limits of CGI back then. Still kind of holds up. It's still shitty looking, but it's great. And we forgive it for being shitty looking because the overall image is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad shitty CGI.
Yeah.
But those werewolves did look good. So, like, if you think, like, if they were to make that practical and textured, it'd look fucking amazing. But you looked at this movie, and it was made in, like, 2019, 2020, yeah. where you can, or I can make something on my laptop look fucking outstanding. There's people that can edit on their phones and make it look fucking outstanding.
Yeah.
This looked like Spawn-level CGI. Like, it was shifted so weird in the frame, it didn't look like it was standing on the floor. It looked like it was, like, 6 inches above where it should be standing. It was so weird.
What movie is this now?
I can't remember the fucking name of the movie. I watched it once and went, this is a fucking...
My daughter's a teenage werewolf.
No, but that we will be talking about that here soon, though. Small bit of promotion on our end just for a second. So Chris and I were actually talking, and I know you're probably going to be very interested in doing this. Where we're wanting to release like a monthly radio show,
uh-huh.
but like old school AM radio, where we make all the effects in house, like live while
like
we're recording.
Like Weenie in the butt.
Well, no, not like that. Not like that at all. Actually, it's more like, thank you, ghosting girls. You are listening to I Was Once a Teenage Cheerleading Werewolf. And it's just like, oh. Yeah, exactly. Then the werewolf, somebody would howl like a werewolf. And it's just like, if you want to get a feel for what I want to do, look up a...
it's like an old radio show.
Yeah, it's an old radio show, yeah. exactly.
I know
like
what
Orson
you're talking
Welles,
about.
Yeah.
yeah.
Like that. Like, I want to do that.
I'm fine with
and
that.
Try to get some
like put
voice
on
actors.
Like, put on Svengoolie and, like, close your eyes.
Start no.
Writing.
and that's
writing.
Oh,
now.
Motherfucker, you know how many scripts I have?
Well, like, good.
I do want to do I was a teenage werewolf.
Okay.
Yeah, I was a teenage cheerleading werewolf. And it's all about a young girl that gets bit. And, like, we're not going to cuss.
Why does it have to be a young girl? There could be male cheerleaders.
This is based in the 50s.
Well, there could still be male cheerleaders.
No.
I don't know if it was gay then or anything.
It was.
Was.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where it started. Like, that's where the whole stigmatism started, was like...
Well, I guess you could morph my voice or Chris's voice into a girl's voice.
Well, no. That's, I'm actually going to try to find, like, actual voice actors. So if there's anybody listening out here, just mentaltheentertainer@gmail.com, say voice acting, and then I'll send you the Discord link and we will talk.
MentalTheEntertainer@gmail.
I am a big fan of Cedric the Entertainer.
Uh-huh. No, I'm not judging. I'm making sure they heard you.
Yes.
You talked really fast.
MentalTheEntertainer@gmail.com.
But Yeah, like, I'm totally down for, like, getting some voice actors, and, like, Chris has been working on, like, a lot of voices that he can do, but I don't want to do any editing. I want to get this, like, one take, one shotted, so, like, rehearse it a couple times, you know, like, if we plan to release it at the end of the month, then, like, every other week we come in here and rehearse, and then when we record it, we'll be good and the flow will go.
Yes.
And, you know, like, people on, like, Discord can listen to the radio show. And, like, I want to put commercials and shit in between breaks. So we can easily pre-record commercials or just go into our old audio files and pull out some, like, tarot tattoo commercials.
Right.
And just let them play. You, like, it's, like, every, like, I think it's, like, every, like, 10 minutes. It's, you know, a commercial.
Yeah.
It's like 10 minutes, then it's like a minute and 15, then it's 10 minutes, then it's like a minute and 15. And, like, just do like an hour. And if we have to, like, and stay tuned for a thrilling conclusion next month kind of thing.
I'm down.
Oh, I'm like, oh man, this, the tale that I have is like got so many twists and turns. Like,
turns and twists.
Like, Myrtle. And what Moidle. We're gonna we're Moidle.
Moidle.
And what we're gonna name the gas station attendant.
I don't think we talked about that.
No, we didn't. I'm gonna say Randy, because Randy is a name that sucks.
Randy?
Like Randy. Myrtle and Randy.
Randy Bobandy.
Well, like, one of the premise of the stories is that, you know how in, like, cliche horror movies, you run into that gas station attendant, it's like, stay away from the woods. And everybody's like, oh, you're crazy, with a jar of human ears in the background. And then the killing begins, and they're like, it must be that crazy old guy over at the, you know, gas station. And they go, you know, hobble backing over, and then he's dead.
But instead it's going to be the creepy old guy.
Yeah. So the creepy old guy is finally going to get his fucking shine through radio. Sorry, it had to come to this. But you'll have an audience of 8.
I like them fingernails.
There's a lot of twists and turns. There's a sheriff and an overly serious deputy.
Like Barney Fife serious?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
So back to Asian horror.
Yes, back to Asian horror.
Yeah.
The Raging Cajun Asian.
Aha.
Hey, technically, he was Asian, and in Hatchet, all of them, and he's the Raging Cajun Asian.
Yes.
Like, all right, look, Hatchet, Asian horror movie. Fuck that it's filmed in Louisiana.
I was waiting for you to make that very, very loose connection.
Well, in Hatchet 1, like that, he spoke Chinese.
Like, that not took some tying.
In Hatchet 1, he spoke Chinese. There you go. It's a foreign language. Asian horror movie.
Or was it Mandarin?
Mandarin is Chinese.
Or was it Cantonese?
Cantonese is Chinese.
But there's a difference.
Yes, there is a difference, but they're both Chinese. I don't know if it's Mandarin or Cantonese. I'm not a linguistics expert. I can barely I can barely make a difference between Scottish and Irish half the fucking time.
I honestly thought you were going to say English.
Motherfucker, this is America. You know how many different languages are actually here and they're all English?
Yeah.
You go down south, it's a different language. You go up north, it's a different language.
Tiacos.
You go down south in Texas.
Salmon tacos?
Salmon tacos on a soft corn tortilla shell.
Doesn't sound really that good.
It's not. Then again, I don't like salmon, so.
Now, how about them shrimp tacos?
Okay, let's stop talking about tacos. I try to loosely connect an obvious American horror movie to being Asian. It's not, but it does have the Raging Cajun Asian in it.
It does. I don't know. I guess since we haven't really done one that I haven't found something that I really don't like, this is going to have to be, like, my dislike.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just can't get into it. I don't know why.
Like Asian horror movies?
I don't know why.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, it's not really the subtitles or nothing, but, like...
Just not a fan of how they do, like, and how they tell their story.
I watch a lot of those ghost videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I see clips that are put on the internet and taken out of context from a movie. And
yeah.
Put in, like, real. And I'm like, that's not real. And
clickbaiting.
So I do more research and I find the movies and I'm like, most of the ghosts all look the same. And it's like, if it's...
Well, yeah, they're Asian.
What I mean. But, like, there was a big hullabaloo about that Curse of La Llorona.
Oh, La Llorona.
La Llorona, yes. Whatever that was, I can't even say it. But I got really excited to see that movie. And then, like, I got on Tubi. Mm-hmm. And saw that there was, like, 4 other ripoffs.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fuck this. I'm not even watching it. Then there's the one story, I think that's, I think it's Indonesian, about the bound woman.
Oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
one,
yeah,
yeah. Wrapped in a sheet or whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty cool effects in some of these videos that I see. And then at the end of it, you find out that it's part of a movie. And, so I guess if we're going to put Asian horror, I do like Indonesian horror, though.
Okay.
I do. I like that. Whereas, I don't know why. I just do.
Whereas I'm not a fan of Indonesian horror.
Right.
I've seen a few of them, and it just seems like to me that they are very... they are very, like plot-driven.
Yeah.
Like, and everything has to be part of the plot.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, they can't just have fun with it. To me, it's a little too, like, try hard and a little too serious.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the only reason why I'm really not a fan of it. But I can see the appeal. Like, I can absolutely see the appeal in it.
Some of the, I like the stories about the djinns and stuff.
Yeah, that's India.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why, that's one of, anything about djinns and, I mean, Clive Barker's Wishmasters were really amazing.
Oh yeah,
but I like the folklore aspect of creatures, and maybe that's why I'm not so turned on by Asian horror, by Japanese horror, I guess.
Yeah,
is because it's always ghosts. I don't really ever see monsters.
Oh, they have them.
They have them.
Oh, dude, and
but
they
I never,
get
I
fucking.
Can never find any movies about them, and that's if I could find some monster movies.
Oh, I got you.
And folklore, find me some.
Oh, I got you.
And let me know.
Oh, I got you, motherfucker. Like I'm thinking of like 3 right off the top of my head: fucking Ichi the Killer, Legend of the Split Mouth Woman, and fucking Tokyo Gore Police. Oh yeah.
Monster movies.
Oh yeah.
What Ichi the Killer?
Uh huh.
I've seen stuff about that, but...
It is fucking great. And he is a monster. Because he's technically, like, this immortal being that's killing people with, like, blades attached to his heels.
Oh, so like Art the Clown.
Yes,
the
but
blades
he...
blades attached to your heels.
Yeah, but he also cries when he does it because he doesn't want to keep doing it.
Art laughs, so that's positivity.
Yeah. And, like, Legend of the Split Mouth Woman. Like, yeah. Oh, dude. That's a fucked up monster.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, Tokyo Gore Police. That will satisfy your monster cravings, I guarantee it.
Yeah?
Oh, my
God. What's it on?
Tokyo Gore Police?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't fucking know.
I'll search my Roku when I get home.
What about you, Chris?
I would have to say Korean horror.
Korean horror's got your love?
Yeah.
Not mad.
Yeah.
There's been some good Korean horrors out there. Like, really good ones.
Really good Korean whores.
Korean whores.
Horrors.
Horrors.
Whores.
Whores.
Horrors.
Horrors.
House of Horrors.
Well, we are going to take a quick commercial break because by the release of this episode, they would already hear heard the new tarot tattoo commercial. We didn't do it last episode, so
yeah,
we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Tarot Tattoo, 711 South 9th Street, Richmond, Indiana 47374. You know, even though I am an AI-generated voice, and have no body or skin of my own, I would still choose Tarot Tattoo. DJ is so lazy at a commercial he had to type this in shame. Laugh at the fat man while he goes to the best tattoo shop this side of the Mason-Dixon. Tarot Tattoo is a female-owned and operated business, with great atmosphere, and amazing artwork. Visit their Facebook page to book an appointment now. So says your computer overlord. Jesus, that was corny.
And we're back.
Yay.
Jesus, that was corny.
A dumb tiss.
So specifically with Asian horror, because I know there's always new coming out.
Yeah.
I personally don't think that there's going to be a future home for Asian horror. Mainly because of the turbulence in our country right now. Because you got to think of like the quasi-racism that's in masses here. Like, but they don't mean to be, but it's just how their brains are programmed.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to watch something like this, like, oh, that's Chinese. And it's like, no, dude, that's Laotian. Or, bro, he's Japanese.
Right.
And, you know, but since it's, you know, since they look Asian, everybody's Chinese. So nobody wants to watch any of those movies. When they absolutely should, which I understand that, like, in American base, like, it's not for us. I get it. It's for them. But at the same time, we're still a big, like, we're still a really big contributing factor to their media.
Yeah.
So, like, they
still matter.
Well, we actually matter when it comes to, like, their movies being released. Because although very, very, very rarely are they on a theatrical release over here, but they do rely on us streaming it.
Yeah.
Because they need to know, like, what countries, like, and I think America's, like, number two on watching them. But I think we're getting ready to fall back on it because of what turbulence is going on right now. Because people can't sit down and think, gee, a country of 1 billion people, they all must love their government. No. No, it's like, trust me, it's going to happen here soon. We'll be all right. Just like they're not after it. In fact, there's a overwhelming majority of the population of China that really loves the United States. But there's also the population that fucking doesn't.
Conspiracy.
That's a legit thing. There's no conspiracy. That has been proven.
Yeah.
Hell, when they had that 1 million man fucking riot and protest, they were flying American flags. And the Chinese government came in with fucking guns and, you know, fire hoses and tear gas and shit and was just beating the shit out of their own people and killing people in the fucking streets. Pandemic.
Or was it tear hoses and fire gas?
Yeah, I mean, especially the god off Wish.
Just imagine spraying tear gas instead of water.
Do you think there's a Wish brick and mortar over in China? Like, you can just go in there and, like, get a sex doll that's shittily made, like right next to like a shitty 3D printed cup koozie that just says bad bitch on it.
That's where their retail stores are.
Yeah, just like brick and do they have brick and mortars? Like, I'd like to go see one. I just want to go shop all their bootlegged shit. Like,
finally get to meet Rhonda the Dildo Dipper.
Rhonda the Dildo Dipper.
Talk about Asian horror movies and Rhonda the Dildo Dipper. So, how about foreign horror movies, like, in a whole? Like, what do you guys like? Is foreign broken into your top 10?
Something from Europe. I mean, I guess.
Like The Ritual?
Yeah.
Dude, that is such something a good fucking movie. Something from the
United Kingdom, and it's not because it's English and I understand it. It's just because...
you like their style.
I like the style they make.
Like Attack the Block. That's actually like...
That's horror. And
yeah,
like
that's
it.
A good like alien. That's a good sci-fi horror. Like, man, we should have talked about that when we fucking opened. So, my top 10, I don't think it quite breaks the crest yet. Although I appreciate it, like, you know, Galeo Films and whatnot, I appreciate them. But I think they're like number 11, but they're very close to breaking into my top 10. Like, I'm waiting for like out of my top favorite genres, I'm waiting for one to dip off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm waiting for one to go, I fucking hate it. You know? So, me... not quite, but it's right there. Because you watch The Ritual, that's a Scandinavian horror movie. That movie is fucked up, and I love it. Midsommar is based in Sweden. That is a foreign horror movie.
Yeah. Anywhere it's not here.
What about you, Chris?
Honestly, Sweden.
It is in your top 10? Is foreign horror in your top 10?
Oh, foreign horror?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant.
Motherfucker over here is still in the past.
The answer is Sweden.
I'm really fucking tired.
Bro, felt. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't necessarily say top 10. Like, it's not something I'm going to actively seek out unless I see a trailer for a specific movie that I like or someone else tells me about something.
Yeah. Like, I can send you guys, like, movie titles and, like, shit like that all day long, but it's ultimately up to you guys if you want to watch them.
Yeah. Yeah, I really can't put a place on it.
So we will be doing a theme, though. Like every other, like episode-ish.
Yeah.
Is going to be about a different region of the world that we can talk about how their horror movies are.
Yeah.
Like, I think your next one up is, like, Spanish.
Spanish.
I've seen a few.
Oh, I've seen quite a few. Because they're, they're pretty hardcore, too. Like, they don't go as hard.
Yes.
As, like, the Italians do when it comes to, like, their gore.
Yeah.
But they go harder than Japan does when it comes to brutality.
I gotcha.
So, it's pretty fucking cool. Like, we're going to have to sit down and, like, watch a few of the movies and whatnot together.
I'm down.
Yeah. For sure.
Called Research. So, we are changing up our, and this is going to segue to the end of this real quick. We are going to change up how we do live dissections.
Yeah.
We're going to be obviously recording it and producing it and whatnot. And we'll be recording it live and whatnot on our Discord where people can watch us kind of like the process of making it. The full video will be on our Patreon.
Yes.
For people to buy it, like subscribe and have access to it.
Oh, nice.
But the supercuts will be free on YouTube.
Okay.
So you won't get the full experience. If you want that, you got to go to the Patreon.
Yeah.
Go to our Patreon. It's only, what, $2?
Yeah, I think I have it set for like $1.99 a month.
Yeah, pay $1.99. That's only 199 pennies. Every 30
but,
days.
Yeah. And you get our videos, which is stupid. But we're going to do it kind of like how Elvira did and Svengoolie and, you know, like Adam Green and his roommate in Holliston. So we're going to host them. So we're going to have like breaks in between the movies so we can do something, you know, kooky and goofy and whatnot. And we'll have like a decent backdrop and you can actually see us being idiots. We're good at that.
On top of kooky and goofy, you'll also see us get koofy.
Koofy.
And gooky.
So we couldn't figure out what to do for a live dissection. Like, couldn't figure out a theme or anything like that.
Yeah.
So what we did is that we all wrote a movie down on a piece of paper, didn't show it to one another, fold them in half, and we're going to put them in Josh's hat. But here's the caveat. People listening in podcast land, you are not going to know the movie unless you join our Discord and see it live. But you will get our reaction. So, like, nobody say what the movie is.
Yay!
All right, we're going to go ahead and... Ah, now!
Little.
It's just shaking. Who won it?
Draw, Chris.
And just pass that piece of paper around.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm totally fucking down for this one.
Yeah.
Hail to the yeah. All right. Nice. So we got our movie. I know we haven't been doing like full hour podcasts lately, and that's been just fine by us.
Like you listen all the way anyway.
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm dead fucking serious. Do not think I don't check my analytics. Like you motherfuckers need to go onto Spotify and listen to a motherfucker. I swear to God. Like the juicy funny parts are way past the 37 minute marker. Like people like literally stop like a little over halfway through.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, fuck you. I'll just make them a little shorter. So, right. Until next week, I'm DJ.
I'm Josh.
I'm Chris.